Bob Dylan may have turned 65 a few months back, but in spite of having attained retirement age, the folk rock legend shows no signs of slowing down or relying on Social Security payments or songwriting royalties for his weekly paycheck. In fact, the 60s icon has been on a roll for the last couple of years, fueled in part by a best-selling autobiography, a critically acclaimed PBS documentary, No Direction Home, directed by Martin Scorsese, and his new role as host of Theme Time Radio Hour, an old-fashioned musical variety show heard on the XM satellite radio network. And Dylan continues to tour practically nonstop. After performing in Europe last month, he's now back in the United States on another barnstorming tour of minor league ballparks, headlining an old-fashioned road show featuring Jimmy Vaughn and Junior Brown that swings through our area, beginning this Saturday night with a concert at Wacona Park in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, before making stops in New Britain, Connecticut next Tuesday, Wappingers Falls on September 1st, and Cooperstown, New York, where Dylan will perform at Doubleday Field on September 2nd. Further proof that Dylan isn't merely resting on his laurels or gliding along on past accomplishments, and what's really got Dylan fans buzzing, is the imminent release of Modern Times, his first album of new songs since 2001's Love and Theft. Due out next Tuesday, August 29th, Modern Times is the third volume of a trilogy that began with Time Out of Mind, his Grammy-winning comeback CD of 1997. The song styles on Modern Times alternate among straight-ahead blues, honky-tonk, rockabilly, folk, and even early 20th century pop, such as Beyond the Horizon, which could be a throwback to Hoagy Carmichael or other pre-rock songwriters.
Beyond the horizon, behind the sun, at the end of the rainbow, life has already begun. In the long hours of twilight, neath the stardust above, beyond the horizon, it is easy to love.
Recorded with his well-seasoned road band, Modern Times has the light, easygoing feel of a state fair somewhere near the Mississippi, where blues meets country, such as on this number, The Levee's Gonna Break. In the case on Dylan Records, fans will undoubtedly parse the final song on the CD, Ain't Talkin', a haunting, minor-key, violin-inflected, 9-minute folk ballad which finds the narrator exhausted, parched, weeping, and seeking revenge against unnamed enemies.
Now I'm all worn down by weeping. My eyes are filled with tears, my lips are dry. If I catch my opponents ever sleeping, I'll just slaughter them where they lie.
The Bob Dylan of modern times, like the Dylan of old, looks around at the state of the world and is filled with anger and disgust. But that grouchiness is tempered by humor, clever wordplay, and even a modicum of tenderness. Modern Times is an instant classic that will please longtime fans of Dylan for his more enigmatic, inscrutable utterances, for his expressive, if strained, vocals, an acquired taste to some, like a fine single malt scotch to others, and for his ability to open his heart in song to expose the raw wounds that plague not just Bob Dylan, but all of us as he does on one of the album's highlights, Nettie Moore, in which he describes himself most aptly as playing in a cowboy band.
I'm in a cowboy band. Got a pile of sins to pay for, and I ain't got time to hide. I'd walk through a blazing fire, baby, if I knew you was on the other side. Oh, I miss you, Nettie Moore. And my happiness, Lord.
If history is any indication, Dylan will wait some time before introducing any of the new songs into his stage repertoire. Nevertheless, fans and the merely curious will undoubtedly flock to the concerts coming to our region this next week for the chance to see a living legend still pushing the creative envelope, reinventing his old songs with every performance, and with his new CD, reaffirming his status as the genius poet of rock and roll.
Albert's in the graveyard, Frank is raising hell.
Reporting for WAMC, this is Seth Rogovoy.